cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, this is where I want to be.
Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 345. I am Ben, and I'm here running a game of the classic, highly influential pen and paper role-playing game, Misery Quest. It's a miserable day in the kingdom of Weltschmerz as our adventurers trudge through the muck and the mire of the putrid swamps. It's been 5 days of leeches, mosquitoes, and mud as our players navigate an extensive, filthy marsh choked with dead birds and sulfurous gases, hoping to make it out the other side to reach the cave of certain disappointment. A series of failed mental health checks sees the players more depressed than ever. Lethargy and anhedonia are setting in, and they've almost run out of stale bread as well. All of a sudden, a disturbance in the mud ahead. An emotional vampire looms out of the muck, initiating combat. Rolling an 18 for initiative and getting the highest score after taking into account the mental health penalties with a miserable negative 17, it's the party's spellcaster, a level 3 mud gnome ennui mage. It's Theo. Theo, what do you do?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I'm going to cast my most disappointing buff.
I'm sorry. You actually don't have enough spoons to do that. You've what? Become afflicted with malaise. Sake. Then you got to lie down in the mud for a while.
Oh, no.
Next to the initiative order, it's the party's fighter, a level 3 wear sloth anxiety knight. It's Andrew. Andrew, what do you do?
Hey, I'm going to try to overwhelm the emotional vampire by describing my entire childhood to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're having a bad brain day. You're going to lie down in the mud for a while.
Okay.
It's not hopeless yet. There's still the party's healer, a level 3 beach elf crystal healer. Lucy, how do you use your crystal powers?
Well, I'm an empath. Yes. See, so what I'm going to do is make myself the victim in the situation, thus defeating anything that is thrown my way.
Oh, hey, let me just check something. Oh, this fucking happens every time. You write these encounters and your players will always find a way to get around the rules. That's fucking incredible. You've defeated it through your incredible emotionally manipulative abilities.
Yeah, they're really handy.
Yeah. And you honed those from watching a lot of TikTok and having a group of only female friends your entire life.
That's right. I watched a lot of TikToks about how nothing is my fault.
Yeah.
And everything is a boundary.
That's so good. It's good to be healthy. And that concludes the Misery Quest intro.
Thank you.
Thanks. I liked it. I enjoyed myself.
Hey, sometimes in life, there's stuff we should chat about. It's time for... we got to make up a theme for this at some point. I probably won't be able to think of a fourth thing that will fit into this segment, but who knows? It's time for stuff we should chat about. So I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday, humble brag, and he's in the market for a new toilet.
Okay.
For he's How bought an one... apartment. And
okay.
His old toilet is just not good.
He's worn through the old toilet.
That's right. It's just, you take a little bit off the bottom every time you flush.
Yeah,
eventually it just goes straight
through.
It's
like,
when you really start to notice the burn in after a while.
Yeah. It's like when you're walking along and it starts raining, and it's only at that point that you realize that there is now a hole in the bottom of your shoe, because the water is coming in through the bottom of your shoe. It's kind of like that, except I assume the water and the dookie going out of the bottom of the toilet to somewhere else in the house.
Yeah, because you've worn through the floor as well. Mm-hmm. So presumably it's just whatever's below where your bathroom
Hopefully
is.
Hopefully you live in an apartment building. At that point,
and someone else's problem.
Yeah, because if you don't, if you're just in a regular style house, that's a you problem, you know.
Yeah, a you problem that won't be evident at first, but eventually will become quite bad.
Have you ever seen those pictures of in really old houses where they had like a disposable razor slot in the bathroom wall?
Yeah,
and you
could just take the razor out of your safety razor and just push it through the slit in the wall. And then at some point, people are like under the house, and there's just a massive pile of rusty razors under there.
Yeah.
Like that, but with your shits. Your shits are down there.
Hmm.
It's like how dentists used to have a little hole in their wall.
teeth?
Yeah, I keep popping the teeth in there.
Yeah.
Just pop the teeth in there.
I'm done with this
one. And then 50 years later, they're redoing the dentist. They go, oh my God, there's thousands of teeth in here. Where'd those come
from? I'm rich.
Yeah, you could be reselling those.
Gonna flip those? Gonna flip those teeth?
Flip those teeth?
Now I know
you're gonna take up a new career as teeth flipper.
Now I know you're in the market for an implant or a crown, but those are expensive. Can I interest you in some
flipped
of my
veneers.
Refurbished teeth?
Refurbished veneers.
Holes patched.
The top off some teeth that we found in the walls.
And just glue. Yeah. I'll get a little crazy glue and I'll snap that on and
clean them up.
That instead of running you $2,000, that will only be $1,800.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys remember that dentist that they, it was in Melbourne. I think they redid the site, make it into a Harris scarf or something, and they just found like tens of thousands of teeth in the yard.
No,
they were just putting them in the dirt out the back.
Are you serious? Put
them in the teeth hole. Yeah,
where do they put them?
They put them in the teeth hole.
Do you think they just throw them in the trash?
Then they have to go into medical waste, I think.
Right? Yeah.
I would volunteer to smash them all up with a hammer into a fine powder.
Oh, I hate that.
And then, you know, you've just got a nice porcelain powder to... Maybe you could like...
One of those break rooms, but you can just smash people's teeth.
Yeah.
Like bags of teeth.
It's a rage cage, but only teeth.
Here's your hammer. You've got...
Brunswick's first all-teeth rage cage.
Your 5 minutes starts now.
Check this out. So during Victoria's big build construction works, which is, I think, road and rail stuff, archaeologists in the city made a gruesome find at one of the excavation sites. Over 2,000 human teeth were found in and around a collapsed metal drain pipe. They were putting it down. They were making it the drain's problem.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do that. If you're trying to make something the drain's problem, keep it soluble.
It sounds like...
Stop flushing stuff down the toilet.
Even if you think it's flushable. It's, I mean, look, if it goes down the toilet, it's technically flushable, but that doesn't make it good, you know?
Anything's flushable if you'd like you try hard enough.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the clumping cat litter stuff, you know, where you flush that and it's gone. But is it? I mean, it's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not my problem anymore.
Do you think the teeth
were causing
like a blockage, or did they just open a pipe and go, hey, would you look at that?
They opened a pipe because it was, I assume that this is just old, unrecorded services, right? So, like, they only started writing down where shit was recently, but these were from two dentists in the 1800s and up to the 1930s.
Oh, so they didn't
and they were
know
just
any
putting
better.
Them, they didn't know. They didn't know.
They're historical teeth. They're not modern teeth.
That teeth weren't biodegradable.
Those teeth weren't contemporaneous.
Mine are biodegradable, but in general, they're not.
Yeah, I worry about mine being biodegradable. So a friend of mine is buying a toilet.
Yeah.
Because his toilet's not
worn
very good.
From his dookies.
We've talked about toilet shopping before, so we can skip the obvious. But have you guys ever been toilet shopping? Have you ever been in the market for
a toilet? I've never acquired a new toilet.
It's always come
in the market
house.
For a toilet.
Okay. Really?
It's just something I've sort of realized. It's like, we could just buy a new one. Like, this one's just not very good.
Okay, so this is kind of what I'm getting to a little bit, right? So... toilets can be good or bad. That is a quality that's
objectively.
In toilets that's sort of based on like the mechanism of the flush or whatever.
But if they're bad, there's nothing you can do about it.
Smash them up with a hammer.
Yeah. Well, you can't get someone to like turbocharge your toilet, I guess.
Can you retrofit some powerful new equipment to my toilet?
Can't really refurb the toilet. You can get a cool toilet seat like with... like shells. Fake seahorses.
Like, like a blower coming out the top of the cistern.
I'm in the market for that.
I'm thinking feedback from the exhaust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To increase aeration.
Getting a bump stock for my toilet. Look at this baby automatic.
I want a clear cistern like the PlayStation controllers.
Yeah.
Yes. Y2K aesthetic
toilet. Y2K aesthetic toilet.
Yes.
Clear crystal plastic shit.
What if the whole toilet though, Lucy?
Purple toilet.
You're supposed to look after. You're supposed to look after for health reasons, and this would make it even easier.
Exactly.
So a friend of mine is in the market for a toilet.
Wore it out from all the shitting.
It's going to be rough. Okay.
And the thing is, we've talked about how absurdly cheap like comparatively the cheapest toilet at Bunnings is. It's like $130 bucks, which to me, a toilet is like something that you buy and it basically lasts forever. You use it multiple times a day.
It's wild. They're just like $200.
Yeah, yeah. Something that weighs that much should not cost that little.
$130, I think I'm looking at. There's,
they're mostly made out of recycled smashed up teeth as far as I know. So. Yeah, and you know what the problem is? It's Bunnings undercutting all the neighborhood mom and pop toilet stores.
Yes.
You know, you used to just go down to the corner store and get yourself a new toilet from someone whose name you knew.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
Pop in some sweets that are called the F slur.
Yeah, $134 is the cheapest one you can get at Bunnings from Estilo. But they can also be absurdly expensive, right? Because you can have good toilets and you could have bad toilets. There is no way for you to find out the functional qualities of... You can't test drive a toilet is essentially what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, true. If a $500 toilet is like, oh, this flush is good, you can't just go to the showroom and try it out. You can't like...
What about those ones that are that have, you know, so Bunnings, they're all up on the shelf, right?
Yes.
But like, what about the walk-in, like...
You can't shit in those.
No, no, you don't need to shit, though, right? You can flush... You could, like, take some flushable wipes to see if...
Oh, well, never flush flushable wipes. As we've said millions of times. Doesn't matter what they say on the label, they're not flushable.
Yeah. But, like, what about the ones, the showrooms that you walk in and they've, like, got the pre-built rooms in there?
Well, I don't think
do the stuff in
those,
there flush?
I don't think they flush.
I believe there's
right?
a segment
no,
in Jackass where somebody goes in and shits into one of those.
Takes we'll
shit.
Talk about 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't yeah. really work out that way, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not connected to anything. So what are you supposed to do? Like,
what are you going to do?
If you're going to buy... What the fuck are you supposed to do
about
anything?
Bunnings actually is pretty reasonable with their policy that if you buy something and you take it home, even if you've done poor research and you just go, oh, this is actually not for the fitting, you know, that I need it for or whatever, you can take whatever back to Bunnings and just say, not fit for purpose, and they will refund your money. So I'm proposing he takes home the toilet, shits into it, sees how he feels. If he doesn't like it, take it out of the back, blast it off with a garden hose, back to Bunnings. Keep your receipt. Remember to keep your receipt.
But do you want
to
go through all the pain
reviews.
Of installation?
Yeah, you got to pay someone to install it. Not great reviews on the $134 Bunnings toilet.
On the Estilo Bunnings
toilet? The Estilo, not rated highly. I would go with the Evercare, $396.
Yeah, you always want to go with like the thing that costs. Not the bottom line one, right? You want to go with the... With the $400
not the top,
toilet.
Just like,
you don't want a $1,200 toilet. That's putting on airs. That's gilding the lily toilet-wise, I think.
Yeah.
It's a $1,200 toilet.
So I'm just trying to look at these one-star reviews here. The five Please. Stars are very warm.
What about...
They're very happy with the toilet?
Oh, no. Dr. Gluteus gave it one star.
Well, he has special requirements, so I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, one star. Staff very rude. Threw me out of the store as soon as I was done shitting.
Yeah. I think Dr. Gluteus is exceeding the duty cycle on those ones, though.
No, no one is voting it down because, like, the flush isn't powerful or good or of because of residue that it leaves behind. They're all just about how it's, like, a cheap build and it doesn't fit properly. But is there someone out there? So this is where my mind went, is like, well, I guess there would have to be people that review toilets so you can find out if the flush is good. But there can't just be a person who is like buying, installing, and then taking a massive dump in a toilet so he could do like a YouTube. And I am saying a he because it's almost certainly a man doing like a YouTube review of being like, yep, the waste gone. Clean and efficient, barely anything left in the bowl, basically never have to touch the toilet brush. This is worth $700.
How are they controlling for variability as well?
Yeah.
Like, how are they doing a median shit?
You need to go to, like, you know how the America has like, that, the
right
warehouse
the
that's full of, like, the standard unit of, like, the standard cigarette, the standard apple or whatever, so that you can test stuff. You need the standard turd.
Ben,
I think it
ben,
exists,
you've
actually.
Really ruined my morning now. I've just immediately found the YouTube channel Toilet Reviews 9482. I review toilets. It started when I went into a McDonald's in Long Beach and saw poop in the urinal. This person is actually just going place to place and reviewing the individual toilets. CVS Sherman Oaks toilet review.
Not exactly what we're after.
New reviews every Monday and Thursday.
Now, they're probably, I don't think that they're getting what we need, but that probably is a way towards getting what it is that we need, in that these toilets, there are toilets everywhere, all around us.
Yeah, okay, so I know where you're going with this, but I was thinking about that as well.
If you find them in the field, right?
You would need to have an incredible toilet taxonomic eye, because they don't have like the model number, the make and model. Well, they do have the make, but not the model number like printed on the toilet.
Yeah.
You would need to go to like a million public bathrooms.
I feel like
there's
probably a nameplate on the back with like, like a VIN name, number? Model, capacity.
Oh, this toilet was made on a Friday. The thing's going to fall apart.
That's a bad batch.
Oh, God. This person is... this separate account, Smedley Plumbing. What toilet should I buy? We test the best and the worst. They are reviewing all of the toilets that Home Depot sell by installing them.
Okay.
And then running through a range of things to see what will and will not flush. They are starting with
piss,
toilet
blood,
paper. Moving to marshmallows.
Good. Blood.
Then we're on to flushing golf balls down the toilet.
Well, but I don't think you should do that.
Full of golf balls.
Stop doing that.
We're on to a big toilet full of Nerf bullets. You know how you're always asking yourself, yeah, but what if I eat 40 to 50 Nerf gun bullets?
Yeah.
And then I can't flush the toilet.
Stop doing that.
Well, okay, it's a sensory thing and it comes.
He's now flushing medicine bottles down the toilet.
Stop
cranberry
that.
Sauce.
Stop it.
This man must
flushing,
be stopped.
Flushing like a full... You know when something comes out of a can and like just in the cylinder, like Pal dog food in the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
A full log of cranberry sauce, seeing if that goes down. I'm questioning your diet at this point. A fruitcake. We're flushing a fruitcake down. And the final test...
Shoot this man before he destroys the city's pipes.
He must be
now,
killed.
The final test, and they're really trying to ascertain the accuracy of claims of a powerful flush on these toilets. He is flushing what looks to be 8 to 10 billiard balls down the toilet.
Stop it.
Kill him.
Kill
him
man.
Now. Drone strike that facility.
Smedley Plumbing, you are on blast.
Sounds like the toilets are on blast.
They can't be connecting this to the city pipes.
No, that's what I'm thinking. They're collecting it in a big bucket. Because otherwise, the billiard ball budget alone would ruin the project.
This sidesteps the important thing to me. You're not testing it with poop.
Well,
that's the only thing that really matters.
I think if
here,
it can handle half a dozen billion balls, billion balls,
you can't.
I think I just said.
I think there are nuances to the way that it flushes, like that need to be tested with the source material.
You think it's
got
to be real? You think it's got to be authentic?
Yeah. I think something about the way it grips to the sides is a key element of what you want from a toilet.
You can't be using ersatz turds.
Yeah, you can't. Real deal. Well, I think we solved that one. And that was...
Did he get a toilet?
He doesn't know.
Is he considering a Japanese toilet? Because that's all anybody's talking about.
But you can just get those.
No, he's considering a Japanese toilet brand, but not one with a bidet.
What?
He doesn't want the bidet, but there is a Japanese toilet brand that he was name-checking that it's like, oh, that's a...
So
that's a really good quality toilet.
Just to be clear, your friend doesn't want a sparkling anus?
He does not.
Jeez.
Sorry, Toto, the Japanese toilet brand Toto, he's been told is the real deal. They're the top
you're
of the
right.
line.
What? Like, why are you doing international toilets if you're not going to cop the bidet? You know?
Well, they're sold over here.
Oh, now that's an attractive toilet.
I think it's just Japanese
craftsmanship. Is this an import? Is this an import? Are you driving an import toilet?
Is this a JDM import toilet?
I'd only buy an Australian-made toilet. I like to support local.
Yeah.
Oh, I think.
Dude, did you get your toilet stanced?
I got a drift stance JDM toilet. No bidet.
Another supercharged toilet. That's what's going on.
I'm really deep in toilet reviews. Do not purchase the Mondella full Rococo rimless back-to-wall toilet suite.
do not. Someone, if you were thinking about
all
it,
these
do not.
People are saying the same thing. This person says you crap all over it unless you have precision aiming. You literally have to think about butt positioning in order to not leave skid marks.
Oh, this is a degree from NASA to use this.
This is
going to
be Americans shitting in a European toilet, right? So, like, European toilets have like a much smaller hole at the bottom, but it makes the flush way more economical. Like, it uses way less water. Right.
I think it's just Mandela. Mandela's the
problematic brand. Well, now I want to see
it's the budget Bunnings brand.
Yeah, Lucy, what model is this? Sorry, can you read out that?
Mark, can you pull up that toilet?
$274 Mandela Wells 4-star 4.6-liter full Rococo rimless back to wall toilet suite.
Oh,
$274
wow.
at Bunnings.
That is the second toilet that comes up if you just Google Mandela toilet. I hate
poor
that.
Reviews.
Yeah.
A lot of mentions of skid marks. Yeah.
That's why golf balls won't cut it.
I'm just trying to imagine getting online and being like, hey, everybody, I'm making too big a mess when I do my shits and it's someone else's problem. Bunnings, I want a refund. I keep having to use the toilet brush.
Wash my skid marks off the toilet from all the turds I'm doing.
Man, yeah. Other websites, these are getting really bad reviews as well.
I hate this toilet.
I want to see inside the toilet, though. I'm seeing pictures of it with the lid down. I got to see what it's packing.
Show me the skid marks. You know,
what the fucking tragedy is as well? Is that these people have a fully installed toilet that they've bought, that they've shat in, that they don't like.
Imagine having an unpleasant toilet experience every time.
Yeah, you've got to live with that.
You're living with that
day
toilet.
In, day out.
You're not getting a new one.
This is a really kind of selfless act, I think, is like getting a bad toilet and being like, well, I'm fucked now for like the next 5 to 10 years, however long a toilet lasts.
But there's still
years.
Time to save
some
other people.
I can warn
others.
I can warn somebody else.
Yeah. Man.
Like a ghost trying to warn people away from the haunted house, you know?
Yeah.
Don't come in. It's dirty in here. It smells
like Mandela. Mandela.
And that was stuff we should chat about.
Wow. Buying a toilet where the hole is so small that it's like just for farts. It's a joke toilet and it's just for farts and you keep trying to shit into it and you're getting shit all up the sides and it's everywhere and you either got to scrub it for ages with a toilet brush. Otherwise, everyone else in your family's like, why are the skid marks all over the toilet all the time? That's the one thing we didn't want to happen. It's time for the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This one comes to us from WRGA in Georgia.
The Wargasm.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Man trying to impress woman at bar accidentally kicks hole in the wall.
Well, I'm impressed.
Don't put it in the news.
Cut to the chase, though. Was she impressed?
It's an impressive thing to do.
Was it like a spinning back kick? Or was it?
It's unclear what kind of trick he was
question
trying
mark
to do.
Kick, crane
Check
kick,
this shit out.
Daniel-san type.
Police responded to Harvest Moon on Broad Street Tuesday after a man kicked a hole in the wall. According to a Rome Police Department report, the 26-year-old man told police he was attempting to do a backflip to impress women inside the bar when he accidentally kicked a hole in the wall.
That's so
gotta
fucking
run
funny.
Up the wall, foot straight through.
Oh, I would have done. I would do anything to have seen that.
Just lying on the ground, being like, "Okay, that was unbelievably embarrassing, but at least this is the end. I can just leave, and I'll never hear about it again." the manager told police the man was not being aggressive, just extremely intoxicated.
So, Ben, you work in a bar, if I understand correctly.
Yeah. That is correct, yes.
So, let's say someone tries to do a backflip in one of your establishments. I'm gonna guess the bigger one, because I cannot imagine how someone could try to do a backflip in off the wall inside the scratch. There's simply
it's physically not room in
it
there
is not,
to backflip.
Yeah, it'd be like trying to run up the wall and do a backflip inside a phone booth, you know? It's just not happening. It's not happening. Are you calling the cops on that one? Or are you saying, that's enough of that, it's time to go?
Yeah, I think you just tell them to leave.
Say,
I think at that point,
I don't
think
call
that's
the cops.
Yeah, just be like, hey man, You're an idiot.
That was really embarrassing for you. It's probably best for you if you go home now.
And we do have security cameras, and we got that, and we will be
sharing.
We're
going to be watching that all the time.
I mean, the staff WhatsApp for sure.
trying to like help him save face though. Like, hey, what happened, man? You're usually doing backflips, no problem.
That's the first time I haven't seen you nail that on the first try. That's crazy. Get out of here.
I've seen you do 20, 30 backflips in my time here. Each one a little higher than the last. Must be some sort of structural deficiency in here. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here.
The man was asked to leave the establishment and complied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Fair call.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I can see everyone's making some pretty good arguments, and I'm just going to go.
Hey, would you like to hang out?
Came here to pick up. That's probably not going to happen now. So,
you ladies want to come home with me?
Ladies, good evening to you. Fare thee well. I must bid thee adieu.
We may meet again under more fortuitous circumstances.
You know you're having like a really bad night at the pub when you are up on the Fail Army broadcast on the TV on the wall before you leave for the night? Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, they submit that so fast.
Oh, everybody's Fail Army TV, Ben.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
It's a fucking just like a Kendrick really tardy track one. Out after you after an hour.
I think hook up your own one. Where, like, you put your own stuff on it, and at the point where you kind of want people to start clearing out because you're going to close in half an hour, just start running a loop of, like, cartel execution videos. Just really bring the mood down in the place. Encourage everybody to kind of mosey on, you know?
Yeah, that person hop who comes on an in. ISIS beheading.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is vintage ISIS.
Instead of closing time.
Yeah, when they come in 2 minutes before you're about to close, and you're like, don't ask for a drink, and they look and go, you know what? I think we're good. I'm just going to...
You do create a problem, though, that the people that are left there are like the last people that you want to be alone in a bar with.
Yeah.
And now you're an execution videos bar.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing you don't want to hear is, oh, I've seen this one. This is a great one.
Nothing but hits, baby. Welcome to the snuff bar, Milton. The man was also banned from the property.
Okay.
That's a, yeah. I mean, I get it.
It's fair.
But he's
fair.
Probably already. Like, the thing itself was the punishment.
Yeah. Hey, it's the wall kicker. Yeah. He's back.
Like, give him $200 to get the wall fixed and then, like, let him come back. You know, he's just trying to have fun. He's trying to impress some ladies. Aren't we all?
It'd be cool if the picture that they put up behind the bar, like, do not serve this man, is like him foot through the wall, hanging upside down.
Body starting to turn sideways in a way that indicates he will definitely not land.
Yeah. Well, then, because, you know, if it was you, you'd come back in, like, trying to sneak in, then you see that and go, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go.
Ripping off the fake moustache. I don't need this. Hey, is it a crime to get really drunk, try to impress a group of women, try to do a backflip, and then kick a hole in a wall at a bar?
No.
It will be soon.
Unclear. But if it was, we maybe would have put that segment under Crime Watch. It's time for Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Help me!
Sorry, I just checked the chat to see what Theo had posted in there earlier.
Those some are toilet seats?
Beautiful toilet seats. I'm genuinely considering buying one of those toilet seats.
They look loud.
Can't.
It's soft clothes.
Oh, they're soft clothes.
They're soft clothes toilet seats.
Mm. My concern is more like...
Well, that they're porous because they're timber?
Yeah, the wooden...
But they're
probably...
Yeah, they're like epoxied or varnished or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to wear that off.
Like, that's such a timeless touch.
The way you're going to that toilet, Ben. Whew. Be getting through that varnish in no time. Stripping it back.
I'm going to buy a seashell toilet seat. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. You should.
I'm going to buy it today.
Our friend Hannah, I believe, bought a seashell toilet seat at some point.
Amazing.
Almost certain she did. Definitely seems like some shit she'd do. This is from WINK in Florida.
Wink. Wink.
A wink. Party's over. Dirt biking ends at Barefoot Lake.
Damn.
End of an era.
All I heard was Barefoot Party. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office has made it clear the party at Barefoot Lake is over.
Oh.
Following the barrage of complaints and concerns from visitors to the makeshift beach, LCSO has now established a mobile command center to monitor the private property.
What do you mean, why? Makeshift beach?
Yeah.
Mobile command makeshift center?
Bloody Americans are always calling the dirt around their lake a beach.
Yeah, and that's
exactly
what it is.
That's not on.
Yeah, yeah. No, beaches are at the ocean. Dirt and sand are different.
Beaches are at the ocean, but the beach also has to be the right kind of beach because British people are also calling a hideous field of rocks a beach, and that's not on either.
You know what? Italy's doing it too. Italy, you're on blast.
Yeah. Italy, fucking get it together.
The beautiful waters of Cinque Terre, still not a beach.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beautiful waters of Cinque Terre. You are on blast.
You are on blast.
If I'm walking down to the water and I'm going like this the whole time, fuck. I rolled my ankle. Bring the car around. It's not a beach.
Yeah, no. We should have another word for that. I'll call it a foreshore. For sure.
Yeah.
Roughly 200 people visit Barefoot Lake in Lehigh Acres.
Hey, sorry.
Roughly 200 people visit Barefoot Lake in Lehigh Acres.
Okay.
Like in total?
Now,
like there are 200 people in the world that regularly go there?
They rotate just those 200 people.
Yeah.
They got a roster.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the Barefoot list.
Maybe it's a roster of 500 people and there's always 200 people there. You know, they keep it stocked around the clock.
Yeah.
Always stocked. Yeah.
200 people to me is not conjuring like what I would think of as a problem at this point.
Wow. 200 Floridians.
That's a lot of people. 200 Floridians, yeah.
Yeah. Roughly 200 people, blah, 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 which makes for a melting pot for hijinks.
Uh-oh.
A melting pot for hijinks.
Worst kind of jinx.
Melting pot for hijinks.
This is the first time I've read one of these where I've been like, oh, it's definitely AI. Like, because that's just not... That's not a thing. A melting pot for hijinks. A fight had broken out Sunday and a man was arrested after going on a punching spree after he was asked to slow down his dirt bike.
A punching spree?
Yeah, he punched like 20 people. Oh, like he was just like in the mix with a bunch of people around him.
Punched
men, women, children. Like he was punching literally everyone around him. Now, with the mobile command center, ATV and dirt bike riders will need to find a different location to ride their vehicles.
What is this beach?
So, this is a vacant lot in Lehigh Acres in Florida that has a, like, perfectly rectangular lake in the middle of it. And it's just, like, private property with no house or anything on it, owned by someone that lives in the Czech Republic. And, like, local families have just been using it as, like, a place to go swimming, but also...
And ride ATVs.
Ride ATVs and dirt bikes. And get into punch-ons. There's, like, lots of viral videos of, like, big fights breaking out at Barefoot Lake.
It's just full of, like, ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah. That's where all the ruffians hang out.
What ruffians?
Oh, I'm going to walk the long way. I don't want to go near Barefoot Lake. I might get waylaid by ruffians.
Got, like, warriors-style gangs there.
Like
Point
Lake
Break
Furies.
Beach gangs.
Yeah, very strange situation. Mostly funny because it's called Barefoot Lake.
Yeah.
Hey, that place sounds dangerous. You should try and get as far away from it as possible. And the best way to do that would be on a plane. We speak about planes in Plainly Speaking. It's time for Plainly Speaking.
This is your captain speaking. Please return your seats to their upright positions as we are coming in hot on another edition of Plainly Speaking.
You're doing some wonderful work there on the segues there, Ben.
I find the secret to it is to repeat the component mm-hmm. words of the name of the segment as many times as yeah. possible before getting it to works. The theme.
So I just put this in here because I thought it was really funny, basically. this is from the West Australian. One Perth resident complained about aircraft noise more than 21,000 times last year, accounting for nearly half of all complaints in Australia.
Oh, my God. What are we okay. picturing? What's the demographic here?
Air complaints,
it's got to be some 60-year-old man, right?
60-year-old man, yeah. 60 like to 70-year-old white man. Yeah. Going to say it?
That's with like a white Australian guy named like Les.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing
and he
Les.
Fucking hates it. He was there before the airport.
So we're talking an average of like 57 complaints a day, right?
That's is that it?
So many.
A single Perth resident is said to have complained more than 21,000 times about overflying aircraft last year.
It would be like maybe I would love to know how many flights there were over his house and if it was
is
every
it like
time
every
I
single
hear
flight,
a plane.
Every time I hear a plane, right?
I'm getting on the blower.
Yeah. The unidentified complainant's prolific record is revealed in numbers provided to a Senate inquiry looking into the impact of noise from aircraft on cities and regional centres. The data shows that the number of people complaining about aircraft noise has actually fallen since 2019, but the number of complaints has almost trebled because those complaining are doing so repeatedly. A submission to the Senate inquiry by Air Services Australia, the federal government organisation that manages the country's skies, reveals complaints doubled to 51,589 in 2023. However, more than 30,000 of these were made by just five people, led by the Perth complainant, who filed 21,716 complaints, or an average of 60 per day. As
world's
a comparison, the next biggest complainant in Brisbane fired off 4,071.
60
which is still
day.
So many.
It's so many. Like, do you think he's got it like on auto?
It's
got
to be. I think this came up. So we talked about a very similar case to this like 2 years ago in the bonus episode Dingus Day at the Polish Nook about a guy who made 23,000 complaints in 1 year about Dublin Airport. And he constituted 90% of the complaints about Dublin Airport was just this one guy. And I think the article we read about it did suggest that sometimes these things were automated. The people just set up a thing to be like, for every flight that goes overhead, file a complaint about yep. the noise.
Have you considered just like enjoying the sound of it?
What a rush.
Beautiful machine.
Yeah. Big whoosh. Ooh.
Yeah. Imagine getting to hear a big whoosh like 60 times a day.
I'm definitely like of the mind that the levels of industrial and ambient noise we hear all the time is probably very bad for us. This is one of my yeah. crystal adjacent hippie beliefs.
Like mentally.
Yeah, like living in cities. Not physically. I don't believe it. I believe that's where autism comes from.
Infrasound, yeah.
But like that there's something there that like it's probably not good for your mental health in some way to constantly be on like crazy loud levels of noise as background noise in the plane. Yeah. Probably.
But what if we tried? We don't know.
Well,
what
I mean,
if we give it a go?
Long enough,
but like what
with
are
like
these
several
want?
Billion people.
Yeah, I also don't understand what you can kind of do about
yeah.
planes.
Because like all you can do is change a flight path, which is just making it worse for the environment.
Has
yeah.
it stopped the thing? Has it stopped the planes going overhead?
Apparently not. Although I guess like they've got a curfew at Sydney Airport
yeah.
for well, these reasons.
Well, because like there was all the people around like the inner west and stuff near the airport were just sick of that shit. The Greens in Australia have made like a really big deal in lots of different cities about flight paths and aircraft yeah. noise, which is something I just do not notice or give a shit about.
It's the thing. Like, I've lived in Essendon, like very, very close to the airport. It's like it just becomes background noise. Like it's quite a pleasant yeah. little sound. Like,
Check out Dillinger Escape Plan on your speakers.
I live right close to a train line that freight trains regularly go on, like the really fucking long, really loud yeah. freight trains. And it's loud and it's often and it's throughout the night at times. And I'm like, yep, yeah, okay. I just got used to that noise.
You can get white noise playlists that are of that sound, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it like an ASMR thing. Make yourself yes. enjoy it.
I live in the apartment from 7 and I got bigger things going on right now.
Yeah.
I live in a very quiet suburb, and if I hear any kind of noise, I can't immediately identify. I'm calling zero and zero, and then pushing in zero, and holding my finger over the make call go button. I'm peeping out from behind my curtains. My heart rate through the roof. I'm so scared. I immediately burst into the children's room and I tell them, someone is coming to get you. Someone is trying to kill you. Stay
here. The house is compromised.
I say, stay here until I come back. If I don't come back, it means I've been killed. And then I forget about telling them that and I go back to bed.
I'm going to start making complaints about the garbage man waking me up on Thursday morning.
What if it's not like a boomer aged person who is doing all of these, but what if it's like more of a Redditor type guy who doesn't like this and thinks that it's his right to not hear planes, and he's like maybe created like his own little application, hooks into like some API for flight paths, and every time something goes over him, it just automatically fills out a thing and submits it. Because that's like so many complaints.
I prefer thinking of an old guy literally just sitting and firing off an email every time he hears a plane. Yeah.
He's opening his very old like Dell laptop.
Yeah. And he's got the Telstra email address.
He's got the IBM ThinkPad that they forgot to get back off him when he retired in 1998.
Yeah.
He's saying all the words out loud as he's typing them into his email client.
I was most displeased to hear yet another plane. Please refer to my previous 20,000 emails.
You guys ever seen anyone different? Over the age of like 45 type?
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
And they won't look at the screen the entire time. They will look at the keyboard the whole time just typing it out. And you can see just the mistakes accumulating on the screen.
Yeah.
And then they stop not looking at and it. They look up. And then they move their hand purposefully over to the mouse, sort of put the cursor where the first mistake is, and they click in there, and then they look back to the keyboard. They place their hand very purposefully
one finger at a time
back on the keyboard and tap out the new mistake. They look up. They move their hand to the mouse.
Click.
Anyway.
No, he's getting over the little red mouse pointer thing on the IBM ThinkPad.
Yeah.
And then really slowly trying to get it.
Anyway, Air Services declined to disclose the identity of the Perth complainant and whether they were filing on behalf. Dox him. Yeah. I want to know who he is.
No, we know that if you make enough complaints, the airlines will murder you. We know that now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dial it back, man.
Oh, good. I reckon if we sort of just looked at the suburbs that are under the busiest flight paths around Perth Airport and then filtered for residents who are over 50 and whose name is Les or Reg.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon we're there. I reckon we can probably get him.
100%.
Be like, hey, get a fucking hobby.
Do something else. Move somewhere else. Like, I know it's not that easy to move, but I know you got money, Les.
Yeah.
I know you bought that house 30 years
obviously
ago.
Obviously, you got spare time.
Yeah. Oh, good. I don't know what the solution to any of this is either. Like, I mean, plane travel is bad, but it's also kind of the only way we can travel long distances currently that makes sense. You also can't just have your airports be like an hour and a half away from your
from
major
everything.
Cities. Yeah. It's not like we can just be like, we're getting rid of Brisbane Airport. It's now only the Sunny Coast Airport. That's it. That's where you've got to go. I don't know what these people want.
Like, put your energy into pushing for a high-speed rail. Like, do something helpful.
Yeah. Mr. Musk,
it's not
going to
happen, but neither is your thing. So
yeah.
Push for the cooler thing.
Yeah.
You're asking for something to stop instead of asking for something to change.
Yeah, it's easier to tear something down than it is to build it up.
That is so true.
And that's why doing this podcast is so easy.
Have you thought about designing and building your own line of quiet planes?
Now we're talking.
Get to work.
Yeah.
Are the planes too loud for you? Invent a plane silencer. You know, take it as an opportunity to really let your mind work and come up with like a solution,
creative
something new.
Solutions.
Yeah. Try what a little lateral thinking, Reg.
This independent DIYer hand-built his own Shinkansen in only 26 years.
Look, I don't think that the airport is actually going to take any of this on board and stop flying planes in there. So even having a complaints line here, I think, is a bit of a scam. It's time for Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This comes to us from WGN in Chicago. The wagon. Wagon Watch. Don't fall for the falling lady scam on escalators. If you see a lady fall down, kick her and say,
I would never fall for
say,
that.
Call the police.
Stay away from my money.
Bitch.
Nice try, sir.
This lady's a man, man. Start punching. Ask questions later.
Yeah.
Has someone in your neighborhood asked you for help? Destroy them physically. There's a chance that lady taking a tumble in a crowded place isn't so helpless. Travel experts are warning. Be suspicious of everyone around you. Wear your backpack on the front. The commotion could be part of a scam travelers encounter at airports, train stations, and tourist attractions. Quote, if there's any crowd or something jostling or someone spills ketchup on you or there's a commotion, all these thieves are trying to distract you, travel blogger and influencer Johnny Jett explained.
Oh,
what are we doing
here? Immediately finding that guy.
If you get jostled or there's a crowd or there's a commotion, pull them out and start blasting.
Start shooting.
Johnny Jett, middle-aged man.
Johnny Jett.
Concerning face. I don't know.
To Johnny Jett, concerning face.
Ari face.
Ari face.
Something about this man that I do not like the look of. Basically, any situation that occurs. Crowd, jostling, ketchup.
Ketchup.
I need to hear a little more about mustard to know.
What about catsup? Catsup also thieves?
Mm-hmm. Barbecue sauce. Don't get me started. You know you're in a rough neighborhood when they're spilling barbecue sauce on you.
Ah, Alabama white barbecue sauce. Thieves.
Hey, you guys hear a commotion? Hands over my wallet immediately. One such scam involves a person. Sometimes a person dressed as an elderly woman. You're getting Mrs. Doubtfired.
Yeah.
Have you been Mrs. Doubtfired?
You're right. It is, sir.
Pretending to fall down an escalator. Jet said. Have you seen a Mrs. Doubtfire fall cartwheeling down an escalator? Protect yourself at all times.
Oh, bother, I appear to have slipped over. Oh.
Yet another reason to open carry, in my opinion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You never know when you need to stand your ground, although I'm not sure how that works if the escalator is still moving you. The old lady's at the bottom of the escalator and you're stationary, but the escalator's moving you towards her. Is it still correct to shout, I'm standing my ground, I'm standing my ground? What do you think? It's a philosophical conundrum. She's coming right at me. Bang,
old
bang,
lady goes
bang.
Arse over tits on the escalator. Vats immediately kicks in.
90% chance of hitting her head. Here we go.
As bystanders rush to help, their pockets are emptied of phones and wallets and handed to accomplices riding the escalator in the other direction. What
God,
is
genius.
This Ocean's 11 bullshit?
Yeah.
I like it. It's creative.
Oh my God. I don't believe this for a sec. I believe this happened once, maybe.
Yeah.
How many people do they think are involved in this scam?
20. 20 to 30 individuals.
This, yeah,
well,
this is
the makeup department.
This
for
is
one.
Some real, like, I got pickpocketed and I was on The Truman Show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody in this airport is is conniving to get my iPhone 10 out of my pocket.
This is a great excuse to just not help an old lady that fell down.
Yes.
I'm not falling for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, you old
myself.
Bitch.
It's my self-worth. I'm not going to do
I've
this.
Seen this one before.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a compound fracture. Goodbye.
Are they finding a new
nice
escalator
try.
Every time? Yeah. Or can you just stand by this one escalator and see the world's greatest show go on all day long?
Like every 15 minutes? Oh, bother.
So the way this is supposed to work is that the robust young acrobat in Mrs. Doubtfire cosplay.
Yes.
Falls
yes.
down the escalator. Oh! Oh! Immediately, all of the marks around them, let's say 5, 6, 7 marks, rush in.
Yeah.
Trying to dispense yeah. help.
Complete they are, rubes.
They are instantly ringed by another, let's say, 10 people rifling through all of their pockets and backpacks. Also, I'm going to guess there is a continuous stream of people heading up the escalator in the other direction.
What, ready to receive.
5, 10 people?
The other goods.
You need yeah. a person for every person that's trying to go through a pocket, right?
Yes.
But it's like the Toyota production line. Everybody is in they stay in the one spot and they have one job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except the they're guy, on an escalator, so they're moving.
You've got the tumbling granny. You've got the guy on bum bags. You've got the guy on wallets.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
I've been studying pockets.
Yeah.
I'm into
the
pockets.
Guy that's there to get shit out of the travel socks that you hide your money in.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He knows how to get them out of
this
there.
That's why they're so successful at this scam. They've got a Kanban going on.
Yep.
Yes.
They've got a Trello sorted out.
The guy who is effortlessly getting into your travel wallet down the front of your pants. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in there.
I
don't think pickpocketing would be really worth it these days.
No.
Just cancel your cards and stuff immediately.
Put a hand in my pants, come back with a jelly star.
Throwing it away in disgust.
What am I supposed to do with this? Do you reckon the bum bag guy is understudy to the tumbling grandma?
Oh, there's definitely a hierarchy.
Watch and learn, young blood.
Oh! One day. Oh!
Tumbling down. I mean, you know, it's like being a stuntman, right? Like all of the effort goes into doing the fall and making it look like you've been hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought I had a compound fracture? Joke's on you. Now I have your, like, half a sleeve of nicotine gum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've got your pouch of Champion Ruby tobacco that is 3/4 empty.
Your Home Depot loyalty card.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a phone so small that if I try to hold it in my cupped hands, it slips through the cracks in my fingers.
Oh, I got a phone, but I accidentally breathed it in. Oh, no. Truly, truly sick, sad society here. If this is the travel advice that you're getting, is any person that you see who seems like they need help is out to get you. I think it's very reflective of what seems to be the wider trend in American society.
Yeah, is this an American guy, Johnny Jet?
Oh, yeah, he's Johnny visibly Jet. American.
Sounds American.
Oh, yeah, have you seen his
picture
face?
Picture the most American man you've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He looks like an airline pilot who retired, gets his teeth cleaned twice a week.
And now he wades bogs.
Yeah.
So just circling back to the phone thing, my niece, who's 14 years old, 14, 15, she actually thinks it's cool. So my phone isn't actually like choogy or anything like that.
She thinks it's not choogy.
Oh, you got a teen to sign off on the phone?
It's teen approved.
Yeah.
It's teen girl approved.
A little gold sticker on the phone.
She just asked like, hey, do you think my phone's like kind of, phone is this cool or choogy?
No,
it's
this was
counter culture.
You can say it if it's choogy.
This was uninvited.
It's kind of like anti-consumerist. You know, I'm sort of pulling myself out of the rat race of getting a more expensive, bigger phone.
It's probably giving Y2K, right? Like, it's giving Y2K.
Well, I don't think she was alive in Y2K.
Kind of like vintage?
No, definitely not alive in Y2K.
But they still love those Y2K vibes.
Oh, yeah, they love a Y2K vibe.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at JohnnyJet.com.
Just next time you want to weigh in on the...
I could find a teen to say that it's stupid. 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I'll find a teen to say that phone is stupid.
No, they're all very honest these days.
I'm just looking at JohnnyJet.com because Johnny Jet is a media company.
Empire.
And Johnny Jet is...
He's doing points hacks. He's a points hacks guy.
Well, I'm just looking at the travel tip of the day. And the travel tip of the day is... golden retriever dies after airline sends pet to wrong airport and doesn't give him water.
That's not a tip, and that's not fun. Nice.
I'm trying to figure out how that applies to me and my travel.
I don't want to tell this guy how to do his job, but that's not the vibe. That's not the tone. Don't do that.
Here's another travel tip of the day. Yikes! United Airlines flight stuck on tarmac during a tornado.
Yeah.
We've got our rewards and points guides, credit card guides, and then basically what seems to be AI-generated social media churn posts. So
yeah, this website's garbage.
It's good to know that we've got Johnny Jet out here looking after us, telling us not to trust each other. Ideally, you should kick an old lady if she falls down in front of you.
Yeah.
Say, not today, bitch. Yeah.
And then immediately follow it up with a critical hit from your 22 pistol.
Yeah,
that's right. Johnny Jet, I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
I fucking hate
if
you,
I
man.
If I see you, it's on sight.
Yeah. You're a walking fucking dead man. Johnny Jet, do not set foot in Brisbane, especially the inner west of Brisbane.
We will get you now.
I will kill you.
Johnny Jet.
And I'm not joking. I'm going to fucking kill you, Johnny Jet.
If I see your dead-eyed grin in my neck of the woods, Johnny Jet, I am coming for you with a steel bat.
I will take your life.
I learned about you 5 minutes ago. I'll fucking go to prison for the rest of my life if that's what it takes. I don't give a fuck. You're gone.
If that's what it takes to protect my kids from fucking Johnny Jet, I'll do it. I don't want them to have to see this man or hear his poisonous views. Now, look, I know we all think that he's encouraging us to stand on the neck of an old lady who has fallen down, but the article does continue. If you see someone fall down an escalator, the stairs, or anywhere else, if you see someone fall over in the pub after attempting to do a backflip to impress a lady, you don't have to be too scared. Yeah, you don't have to be completely cold-hearted to avoid being scammed, Johnny Jet says. Just take a split second to make sure you know where your belongings are before jumping into action. Quote, stand back, guard your valuables, then carefully move in to help, said Jet, not his name. Echoing advice from travel writer Rick Steves.
Rick Steves.
Rick Steves.
And you know what? Rick Steves, if I see you in public, I'm going to do the thing from Sicario 2 where he uses his finger in a weird way to fire the gun like 20 times really quickly. I'll fucking kill you, Rick Steves.
Rick Steves, I am going to curb stomp you like Edward Norton in America History X if I see you.
Hey, say goodbye to your family, Rick Steves. Probably do it sooner rather than later.
Rick Steves, I'm going to make a widow out of your wife. I'm going to orphan your children.
Rick Steves, if I see you, you are going to be on the news. You're going to be Rick on the Steves. News that night.
Just because I edited you almost entirely out of this article for length and clarity, that won't stop me from fucking timing you.
Rick Steves.
Right, I've been
get
running
your affairs
the,
in order.
Keep your head on a swivel. I've been running the numbers on the Scamily Kubrick on this one.
And
it's not looking good.
We had someone pine for the Scamily.
I pine for the Stanley
Scamly
Kubrick.
Kubrick?
Yeah, the Scamly Kubrick. That's the Kubrick.
The cube-shaped rubric. For scabs.
For scabs.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of the three axes of our data points.
Three axes. That's right. Originality, execution, and are they kicking someone that's worth
it? Isn't it?
Boldness. Boldness and execution. And is it punching up or punching down?
Yeah, victimliness.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. You're punching down. You're taking advantage of people's
boldness.
Being empaths.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yes.
Pretty not the boldest one we've seen, but I think throwing in the old lady falling down the escalator, that's a good start.
Yeah.
Execution, well, they haven't been caught yet.
Yeah.
But on the punching down side, I think they're just going. It's on for young and old.
Yeah,
out there. I mean, it's a massacre.
You are specifically preying on the good-hearted as well. The good, kindly husbands of Idaho and Wisconsin and other parts of America where they
Midwestern boys.
Good Midwestern boys who are just trying to help because they were raised right.
Yeah.
And they say, honey, you watch the kids for a second. I'm going to go help that old lady because you know what?
And you're kicking them
that
about.
That old lady would have helped me.
Can I?
Too bad.
I've
thrown dirt on their hat.
I've got an issue here, actually. Which is that I think that I need to walk back what I've said about Rick Steves.
Well, I can't.
Because I've looked at some pictures of Rick Steves. He is not the dead-eyed shark that Johnny Jett is. Johnny Jett looks like a blight on humanity. Johnny Jett looks like a swarm of locusts got together and figured out how to animate a human body and pilot it around and see if they could end the species.
Rick Steves has very kind eyes.
Rick Steves looks like a Labrador.
He's got a very warm energy to him.
And I'm just, what a kindly smile.
I'm just getting Mark to bring up some pictures for us here. Unfortunately, Rick Steves
he is completely
really
unarmed. He will not stand a chance.
Young Rick Steves traveling Europe looks like someone that Ben would be very close friends with.
Yeah, that. I love this guy's whole vibe so much.
Wow,
the glasses, the hair, the beard,
shorts. He's drinking a beer and eating some bread on the side of the road with his shirt popped off. He is living, you know?
This dude rules. He looks great.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize to Rick Steves. I will not kill you. It is not on site.
I will not Sicario to you, Rick Steves. Yep. I take it back.
Let us please walk that one back. Johnny Jett, though, I will redouble my efforts to end you.
All of the rage that I was directing
towards Rick Steves is now being directed at Johnny Jett on top of what I was already directing at Johnny Jett.
Okay? Johnny Jett, literally any day next week could be Day of the Soldado for you because I'm going to Sicario to you.
We're going to have to film Sicario 3 to come up with more things that we're going to do to Johnny Jett. Okay?
Even crazier ways to use a gun.
Rick Steves is a vocal proponent of legalizing cannabis.
Rick Steves, I'll fucking kill you. I'm going to turn you into fucking dog food, Rick Steves.
Ben's just becoming Wesley Snipes with the tear rolling down.
Wait, did you say legalizing cannabis?
Legalizing, he also supports solutions to homelessness, and in 2005 he constructed a 24-unit apartment complex in Lynnwood, Washington called Trinity Place and administrated by the local YWCA to provide transitional housing for homeless mothers and their children.
Rick Steves, I won't kill you. I love you, Rick Steves.
Really,
you're a good
harsh
guy.
Rick Steves.
Rick Steves, you got it all figured out.
Rick Steves.
This guy's a saint.
I officially give you the protection of the podcast Bunta Vista, wherever you are,
anywhere
in the world.
I will protect you with my life. I will lay down my life for you.
Rick Steves, I am writing your name out and then designing a series of protective sigils around it in order to keep you safe. I am directing my energy from far away to preserve you, you know?
Oh, listeners of Bunta Vista, hear our call. Use your energy to put white magic spells of protection around Rick Steves. He is part of our coven now.
Gather ye rice and maketh Elbereth.
Rick Steves is an active Lutheran.
Rick Steves is
fascinating. A fascinating man.
Rick Steves contains multitudes.
He really is.
Richard Steves redirects here for the American serial killer. See Richard Steves.
Okay, Richard Steves.
Richard Steves.
Richard Steves, I'll kill you.
Black magic only for Richard Steves.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with the serial killer. What did he get up to? Was it anything good?
Killing a thing.
He was nothing good in here.
Oh, this guy really is like the bizarro evil Rick Steves.
Bizarro evil Rick Steves. He's the picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah, this is like two E's in the Steves. Well, three E's, really. Richard Steves with three E's.
Which one's the bad one between yin and yang? Is there a bad one, or are they just...
I think we need both for harmony and balance.
All right, so you need Rick Steves, the saint that homes orphans by hand, and Richard Steves, the American serial killer who murdered five men in a multi-state crime spree.
I am liking that he murdered five men, and they said...
I don't like that.
They said, hey, we have acquitted you for reason of insanity, and then they let him out of a mental hospital, and he immediately killed his neighbor.
Oh, my God.
And then they said, you know what? Back to jail, buddy.
Yeah.
Go on, get back in there.
Go on, then.
You blew your chance. We trusted you out there.
Letting him out. We believe that everyone deserves a second chance. Oh, no.
Yeah. Everyone except this guy.
Bring him back in.
Yeah. He loves killing people.
That's been Rick Steves' corner.
Yeah. Mm.
And that is, I'm going to say, absolutely been an episode of the podcast. Bunta Vista, thank you so much for joining us, Paybos and Freebos alike. Yeah. If you like what you hear, you can get twice as much of it a week by simply signing up to our Patreon. It's the price of like a schooner of beer, like a schooner of cheap beer too, a month.
Or like is, half of a beer in London.
Beer is expensive now, if you notice that.
Beer is expensive now, yeah.
It's, not this podcast, though. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, this podcast, good value for money if you like it. Bad value for money if you don't.
Yeah.
We have a live show coming up June 15th, Newstead Brewing Co., Brisbane. Tickets at buntavista.com/live. Buy your tickets now so I know how many seats I have to rent.
Yes.
Because it'll be really embarrassing if I don't rent enough, but also really embarrassing if I rent too many.
Ideally, know an exact number of seats. Yeah.
I want there to be enough for maybe like 5 empty spots just in case we end up with awkward arrangements of groups.
Yeah.
You know, people that don't want to sit next to each other.
The problem is that if we hire too many seats and we don't want it to look empty and like we didn't sell enough seats, we'll have to do something else with the seats, like put them all up on stage with us. And that's going to make for an awkward vibe. You're going to spend the whole show going, I can't wait for all these guests to come out, and it will not happen.
Celebrity guests? We don't. There are no guests.
We don't know anybody else.
We don't really know anyone.
They did not return our calls.
They didn't.
People don't really like us that much.
Yeah. We're kind of loners, mavericks. Yeah. And as far as I know, the only podcast in Australia.
Unpleasant to deal with.
Yeah. Singular. We like each other. Unpleasant. Other people don't like us.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see you at that. It should be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. I'm going to say that.
Yes. Good move. That's savvy marketing.
It'll be funny. Laughs. Yeah, so stay safe out there until the live show. That's because we need you there.
It's also the end of Playpril, so stop telling your friends about it.
Hide your love away.
For 11 months, do not recommend this podcast. Gaslight. What was that name of the podcast you said I should listen to? I've never told you about a podcast.
I don't even know what the fuck a podcast is.
I don't know you.
We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.